You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Because it's Force Friday, Sarah.
It is Force Friday. And because of the dateline, in the time zone, we are one of the first people in the world to have Force Friday.
We're one of the first people in the world to have Force Friday. And for those of you who think Star Wars is twee and boring, sucked in, it's Force Friday. And I've got something really exciting for Star Wars fans to discuss this Friday. And I start by discussing it with John Carroll. Who's John Carroll, you might know? Well, you might ask. Well, he's the director of prototyping, but whereabouts? Sphero Robotics.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
He makes robots for
He makes robots for a living. He's a head prototyper there. He's the director of prototyping and R&D and all that and future technology. Imagine being future technology at a robot making shop. And anyway, he came in the other day and under strict embargo, we weren't allowed to talk about anything. We haven't been having to show anyone on the staff this.
Mikey had to sign an NDA. It was all very hush-hush.
It was all very hush-hush indeed. And look at us standing with our hands behind our backs like we're scouts or something or in the army.
Microphones are a bit too far. I'll fix this in a second.
So I spoke to John Carroll about the two brand new special Force Friday Star Wars toys.
Robots.
That he helped design. Da, da, da. Now, Sphero, for those of you who don't know, is essentially a robot ball. Which are good robot balls.
Robot balls.
But then lucked upon a few things from Disney, from the Star Wars franchise, and they said, can you make this? And you could. You could replicate the BB-8 droid, make a great toy out of it. Best toy of the year? What year was it? Best toy?
December 2015. We won toy of the year.
Congratulations.
We could barely make them fast enough. It was a great year for us.
It's a great toy. I own that toy myself, and I really should let my nieces and nephews play with it. It's a great toy. What do you think makes it a great toy?
Just the amount of time and effort we put into getting the details right and having it be super high quality.
And I really like the way that it grows with you. You know, once you sort of get it all worked out, then it has new features that you guys are adding to it the whole time.
One of the popular ones was when the movie came out on DVD, you could get your phone out, and you could get the droid out, and you could put on The Force Awakens, and then BB-8 would watch the movie along with you, and when Han Solo died, he would get really distraught and upset, and you know, when he saw himself on screen, he would get excited. And it really felt like he was just sitting there on the table watching the movie with you and brought him to life in a way that no other toy I've seen can do.
And I guess when you've been focused on Spheros as they were before that, you're sort of going, what can we do with the ball? What can we, you know, what sort of things can we make the ball do? And now you've got a personality that's delivered to you within the movie that you can work with as well. It must be quite cool.
I mean, it's amazing. We were trying to create our own personality before BB-8, but having, you know, someone like Disney deliver us a personality and a character to work with has been amazing.
And so you're here today to talk to us about the next stage of your relationship with the Star Wars franchise, is that right?
Yes.
What's that?
So I brought along two new toys.
Two?
They're both droids. One of them you've known for a really long time.
One of them I've known for a long time?
The other one you've never seen before. Not in the trailers, not ever. This will be the first time you see him. So which one do you want to see first?
Let's go for the new one.
Okay.
Is that the common answer?
It's been about 50-50. So this is BB-9E. He's the first kind of first order evil droid that you're going to see out there. He's a new character in The Last Jedi, so no one's ever seen him before. He looks.
Woo, that's really exciting even just to look at the box. Woo, okay. Yeah. So BB-9E, so it essentially looks like the BB-8 droid, but it does have just the head's a little different and a bit more evil, and it's black.
Yeah, so we'll open him up here. One thing we've done differently with the BB-9E is we're able to put lights in the head. And we're able to power them wirelessly. So
the head still comes off.
Yep. It's got a big glowing red eye.
So there we go. Look at it. So it really is the evil version of BB-8, isn't it?
Yeah, let me.
You know how the way BB-8's a little bit sort of battle scarred? I like the way that he's not.
Yeah, he looks very brand new and shiny. So let's connect to this one here.
For those of you that are listening on the radio and can't see, you're controlling it from your smartphone.
Yes, I am.
As you do with BB-8 droid.
We'll get him to make some sounds here. This will be.
Oh, the lights on the head look cool, man. But you can tell he's been brought up wrong, eh?
Yeah. He doesn't sound nearly as friendly as BB-8. So you can drive him around, you can put him in patrol mode. There's going to be some AR experiences with him where you'll get to explore a mega Star Destroyer, which is a new ship from The Last Jedi that no one's ever seen before.
A mega Star Destroyer.
Mega Star Destroyer.
More mega than the other one. Oh my God.
The other one was already big, right?
Yeah.
And then he'll watch the movie with you too, but he's going to have very different reactions than BB-8 does. He might get excited.
This is the new movie?
Yeah, he may get excited when Darth Vader comes out on screen. We're going to be adding in all six of the classic Star Wars movies as Watch With Me movies for existing BB-8 owners.
Really?
And the new droids.
That's awesome. That is awesome. For lonely people and people who love robots with friends, you know?
Yeah.
Good villains in Star Wars, I've always thought.
Yeah, even robot villains.
He's kind of creepy, though. He's sort of just... He's definitely scoping out the studio. You're not even doing anything with the controller either. He's just sort of like just looking around, sussing things out. It looks like he's casing the joint.
So yeah, so he charges wirelessly just like BB-8, and the head doesn't require any batteries.
Wow, cool. Like, how much time do you guys have to spend to build a new concept like this?
So we've been working on him for over a year. A lot of different engineers' time has gone into it, from the lights in the head to, you know, the new paint jobs and kind of getting the details right for the head.
And were there any hurdles?
Kids expect their toys to do everything, so we have to deliver on that. The bar is set pretty high.
Yeah, and they're not pricey, but they're expensive enough that you don't want them to break first time.
Yeah.
So they're resilient, I'll tell you that. My one-year-old just smashes mine around all the time. BB-9E.
Yes.
All right, another droid. And who's this one? Oh, shut up.
I brought the other
shut
one.
Shut up.
This is the Sphero R2-D2.
Wow.
We feel like we've done R2 justice that has never been given to him in a toy or a robot before.
That is true, because there have been some really shitty R2-D2 robots. You know, like everything from the inflatable one with wheels. Have you seen that one?
We had one person tell us that was his favorite incarnation.
No, he was wrong.
R2,
he was
actually.
Wrong. Wow, look at that. Oh my God, my brother's going to lose his mind.
So we'll go.
So this one's not a ball.
No. So this one is not a ball.
That is a beautiful looking piece of kit there straight away.
We really wanted R2 to come to life.
Shit.
So you
look
see
at that.
The third leg fully extends there from the body, which no one's really been able to capture in their R2 toys. Oh yeah, so we put a speaker in this robot so he can
Awesome. That is it. That's you've actually nailed it. I noticed too that the BB-9E just starts to skulk away a wee bit there.
When
this hero of the resistance just comes in. Well, that's cool, man.
So it can motor around. It'll have all the same features as the other ones. You get to drive around the Millennium Falcon and explore that in AR with R2.
Yeah, wow.
Existing BB-8 owners will get the Resistance Cruiser, which is another ship you'll get to explore that we haven't seen before.
From the new movie?
Yes.
Wow, he's cool. Does he do holograms as well?
Yeah, so you get to explore the ship in the hologram. And we're going to have Princess Leia there, obviously. We have to
Keep to the,
have to do that.
That's so cool, man. How long did you guys work on this one for? Or has this been sort of...
So this one's probably like a year and a half. You know, this one was more work for us. It's not a ball-shaped robot, which is kind of our wheelhouse, what we have a lot of experience in. So we had to learn some new things. Four motors power him. There's an incredibly complex cam system that has him shift from two legs to three. And has the third leg come out.
He whips around really fast, doesn't he?
Yeah. So one of my favorites here. He gets shocked by an ion blaster in A New Hope, I believe.
He goes... Oh, that's so cool! Wow! And here's another one where you've got a huge character delivered to you that you've got to represent accurately, you know, because styles people are really picky.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of Star Wars fans that worked on this.
Yeah.
They watched the movie probably hundreds of times to go through, and, you know, we had to go find a bunch of old sounds and kind of pull them out of the vault.
Wow.
So all the sounds are super authentic and from the original New Hope movie. So it sounds like him, it moves like him, the animator spent... You know, weeks and weeks getting the animations right when he waddles and when his head spins and lining him up.
What's your favorite thing that he does? That thing where he falls over?
Yeah, definitely where he gets shocked by the Jawas and he falls over on his face. It's pretty funny. I really just want him to sit on my desk all day like this and just chitter chatter.
Just advise you and stuff and just sort of, you know, just yeah. Because he's a reliable friend, R2-D2.
Yes.
Loyal.
Yes, always there for you.
So where to next for you guys? Are you going to carry on with the Star Wars franchise? You're going to...
Oh, we'll see. We'll see what new droids they put in the next movies. You know, if it's something that seems up our alley, we'll definitely think about it.
All right, so these are both out. These are both out today. Thanks very much for coming in, John. That's awesome. Congratulations to you and the team. And yeah, I'm kind of stunned actually how cool that is.
Thanks so much.
I definitely was stunned actually, Sarah. And I'm going to try and have a demonstration copy of each of those robots here at the St. Kevin's Arcade up and running
in the not too distant future. To come on down, I don't know what is.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.